Good morning, everybody. My name is Robert Schuller, and you're watching the Robert Schuller Ministries, a church with no walls.
Good morning. My name is Donna Schuller, and welcome to church.
Yeah, so we do this every Sunday morning, and we want to encourage you to share this message, to like this message, and do whatever you can to share the good news of Jesus Christ, because again, we're here every Sunday morning sharing the positive, beautiful message from God through his son, Jesus Christ.
And also, what's really important is if you could, you can share it, that's fine, that's great. But we really want you to go to our website, drschuller.org, drschuller.org, because we've had some issues, many issues with social media, and we won't go into it, but just to say, we tell the truth as we read it in the Bible and as we see it going on in society. And sometimes there's others that don't like that. So,
well, we had a call. We call it the call because it started off as literally a phone call. And we call it the call, and it's on the 15th of every month at 6 p.m. Pacific time. We had one this past week, and I noticed that we didn't have anyone on from Facebook. And Facebook, I don't think, had it on live. I had people who normally watch call me and say it wasn't there. And then we posted it, and they said, okay, now it's there. So I don't know if there's something going wrong. I noticed that
there's
nothing going wrong.
It has to do.
Well, I just noticed that we have no one on Facebook right now. And normally we do. We've got Johnny Longfeather from YouTube. But
hi, Johnny. Thanks for saying hi. Yeah, we're getting a lot of censoring going on here. It started as shadow banning, and now it's kind of going. And I've been saying for at least 2 years, asking people to please go to our website, drschuller.org.
There we go. We've got people on Facebook.
Or robertschullerministries.org. Yes, that's good to know. So a few of you were shown this. But we won't go into details, but we've had a lot of trouble and been censored. So, it's important because one of these days you may look for us and we may be gone. So just know that we have a website. In fact, our website is being redone right now. In the next month or so, we're going to have a whole new look. And anyway, thank you for being here. What's most important is that we're sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the world, and that's what we do.
Yeah. So I'm just sharing some of our comments on here. And oh, good. John got on there this morning. So Facebook is working again. So just glad to hear that.
A few people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They just don't share it with our 10,000 followers. You know what's so weird is on Facebook, we had
6, 7 years ago.
And we're still at 10,000. We haven't, no one has joined Facebook ever since. But
nope,
anyway.
Not a single soul.
Nope.
That's all right.
We're not here for numbers. We're here for whatever.
Content. We're here for content.
Well, the most important thing is whatever God wants to lead us to. And we're going to do everything that we can to fight the whatever tries to hinder us from getting our message out. Don't get me wrong. But the bottom line is, God's in control. We aren't. And our task is just to share the message.
That's
right. What we do.
Yeah. So thank you all for being here. Yeah. I want to say thank you for going on my Instagram channel, my new Instagram channel called The Fearless Minute. Thank you for going on there and following me. And I started my videos last Friday. I started with Fearless Friday. And they are 1 minute videos, 1 minute and some odd seconds once in a while. But I'll be doing this Monday through Friday and teaching you how to always choose or encouraging you how to always choose faith and not fear. Do not live in fear. So Monday through Friday, Fearless Friday was Friday. Monday is Miracle Monday. So I'll be studying, we've been talking about miracles. Tuesday is tips on Tuesday because I'm a nutritionist. I'll be giving some nutritional advice, maybe some other advice too. Wisdom Wednesday, so a bit of wisdom. Thankful Thursdays, and there's nothing like living in gratitude. So that's Thursday, and then we're back to Fearless Friday. So just Monday through Friday, and I hope you'll join me if you haven't, but just go on The Fearless Minute, and that's me, Donna Schuler. And you know what? This is a program for seekers. It's not a church service, so maybe when you watch, you'll see I'll insert Bible verses there, here and there, but it's more to get people who maybe are on the fence about believing and faith, and to get them to really start to embrace faith. So that's where I am.
Cool. Did you see the comment from Julie Brousseau?
No.
So right there. It was great, Donna.
Oh, thank you, Judith. I appreciate that so much.
Anyway, today is the first Sunday of Lent. Mm-hmm. Ash Wednesday was this past week, and it was on the 15th, actually, this year. And was the 15th on Wednesday?
15th was Wednesday.
Yes, good. Okay.
We had a lot going on Wednesday. Last week was a busy week.
So the color for Lent is violet.
Oh.
And that's why I'm wearing my purple shirt, which looks blue.
It's so funny. Everything on here.
Sorry.
You get to put yourself together.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a beautiful violet shirt. It has a little bit of blue in the threads.
But violet comes or purple comes up.
It's
blue.
I know. It's weird.
But anyway.
That looks slightly lavender, actually. But whenever I wear purple, I wear purple a lot. It always comes out bright blue. It's funny. Anyway, So back to Lent. It's important stuff.
Yeah.
What is Lent, Robert?
So Lent is the 40 days before Easter. And it's a time for us to reflect upon our lives and changes we can make. And so on Ash Wednesday, many people throughout the centuries have used that as a time to make a sacrifice of some form. To prepare them for the great event of Easter. And so every time they are tempted to do something that they have given up, I know last year you gave up seed oils and you never went back. You felt so good. You decided, I'm never eating seed oils again.
That's right.
And, but since it was a religious thing for you, you checked every single thing and it was really important to you.
It's a hard thing to do, but if you make your mind up to do something, you just do it.
You do it.
That's a personality I have.
Exactly. So anyway, that's what Lent is all about. And then we're grateful for the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the new life we have through him. So this morning, in a little while, I'm going to be talking about the statement that many of you may be familiar with. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. And so my message this morning will be dealing with Jesus is the way. And, I forgot to change the title. We still have Protecting Our Kids. So that works. It's very important for us to protect our kids by showing them the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. So anyway,
maybe you can change that. After a while.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
No, don't do it now.
Who knows what happened.
Yeah. There's a lot of little techie things. And, you know, we're pastors. It's just amazing how much we've had to learn. And this guy, I mean, if you go to any regular, you know, four-wall church, you'll see you can't even get close to the pastor in a lot of churches before service because they are hyper-focused on their message. So this one has to hyper-focus, but he can't because he has to set all this up and he has to make sure we're online and I do my part in other ways. And it's very interesting. So we've grown quite a bit in our technical abilities, but it's never enough. Things change all the time.
So
thank you for being patient with us. We're saying protecting our kids. That was from our podcast. The call.
Exactly.
And if you didn't see that on the 15th, I posted the podcast as well on the Facebook page, but it's also on our website. So all of our podcasts for the last 12 years are on there. And like I said, we're making it a lot more user-friendly, a lot more relevant content that's active content that like what we're doing today, not what we've done in the past. You don't have to do a lot of searching. So again, it's just something we've had to do and we're updating it. We've got somebody helping us, of course. So that's more than we can do.
So if you have an Alexa or one of those, what do they call them? Because we don't have one.
No, we don't have one.
You can simply say, Alexa, would you play a podcast from Robert Shore Ministries? And we should come right up.
Oh, absolutely. And we're on like 10 platforms.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying that.
Yes.
Just FYI, just letting people know that it's really easy if you
have. You can also type in your search engine.
Or you can ask Siri on your cell phone.
You ask Siri, you can type it in on your search bar on whatever whoever you use to search, and you just put Robert Shuler Ministries podcast. And it's really a nice podcast. There's great artwork that that kind of exemplifies what each episode's about. There's all kinds of different subjects we've covered over 12 years. So anyway, would you like me to read the scripture?
Yes, I think it's time.
Okay. Will do. Psalm 25. Reading from Psalm 25, Psalm of King David. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are my God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are forever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. Let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you for being our protector, our guide, for saving us every day. And sometimes, Lord, you're saving us from things that we don't even know about, because you've helped us to avoid the snare or the trap. Lord, thank you for keeping our eyes focused on you. Thank you for helping us to choose the right path every day. Each morning we wake up, we open our eyes, we say thank you, God, for that. And then we have choices to make all day long. Where will we go? What will we do? Who will we talk to? What thoughts will we entertain? Will we thank you? Will we pray to you? Will we be kind to others? Lord, thank you. Thank you for leading us and guiding us. We love you. We're grateful for the life you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is a church service, so a lot of you out there already support us financially, but like most churches, we do collect an offering. The way we do it here is, obviously, we do it digitally. So if you would like to give to the Robert Shuler Ministries, we are a church. We are a 501c3, so as such, we're a nonprofit and a church. And what you do is you go to, there's a couple of different ways. You can go to drshuler.org. I'm going to spell it because closed captioning changes the spelling and messes it up, but it's Dr. Schuller, DrSchuller.com and .org. Did I say .com? Oh, no. DrSchuller.org. I may have said that earlier.
I really wasn't paying strong attention, but I think you did.
And it's .org. Robert, that's awful. Okay, well, it's not awful, but we don't have that. We wish we had that website. We tried to get it years ago, but it's DrSchuller.org, DrSchuller.org, or RobertSchullerMinistries.org. And yeah, I think you know how to spell that. But if you'd like to give that way, you can do that. And there's a little button that comes up. It says, I'd like to give. And that'll take you, if you've never done it that way, it'll take you a couple minutes to plug in your information. But it's really pretty simple. It's secure. Or perhaps you'd like to use Venmo or, and Robert's going to put a QR code up there too.
Yeah.
So the one on.
There's our address, 26 Kenyon Island Drive.
There you go.
There's our Venmo QR code and also our Givly QR code.
That's our giving app, and the one I just mentioned. It's on app. Our website.
Exactly.
And the Robert Schuller Ministries, that's just so you can see. There's a little picture of Robert and I together on there so you know you're on the right account. And our address is on that slide too. And it's Robert Schuller Ministries, 26 Kenyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And it's on our homepage too. If you scroll all the way to the bottom of the homepage of our website, you'll see it there as well. And that is our mailing address. Our mailing address is not where we meet for church. I need to start saying this because a few of you once in a while have mailed things to our 100 Civic Center Drive. And that's not, they don't like us to get mail there. That's a government building. We rent space for Sunday morning only from the city of Newport Beach. And so, in fact, you had something you forgot to pick up.
I did.
Somebody mailed a check there, we were told. That. Darn it, you know. We could use those offerings. So we'll get it. But please, just use our 26 Kenyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660 if you want to contact us. And, you know, if you'd like to contact us about prayer, that's really important. You know, we always say that up front, it's front and center in our church that meets at 10:30 a.m. here in Orange County. But we need to remind people too that we take prayer requests. I'm not sure how it's working right now on our website, but we're getting that all squared away. But just write to us, Robert and Donner. Sounds like I'm from a different place, right? It's Donna@SchullerMinistries.org. Robert@SchullerMinistries.org. So there you go. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to share my message, unless there's something else we need to say. I think we've
gone through all
the prelims and the like. And
all right.
I'm going to go into my
message. Nice to see you all. And see you on Monday on the Fearless Minute on Instagram. Okay. Bye.
Bye, love.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Monday through Friday, she does that. And what a blessing it is to be able to have somebody so committed and dedicated and faithful. So I am going through the I Am statements of Jesus. And so when I put my head down like this, what I'm doing is looking at my Bible, or I'm looking at the computer to see what's going on. Just FYI. So anyway, I'm getting things organized here. So we read in John 14 this famous statement of Jesus. Many, many people are familiar with the statement where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is one of the most famous Bible verses there are. I think it would probably make the top 10 along with John 3:16 and a few others, of course. But first of all, I want to give you the context of this statement. Jesus is actually in the upper room with his apostles, and they're celebrating the Last Supper. So this would be the beginning of Holy Week. It would be, it would be Thursday night of Holy Week. And it is the time when Jesus is celebrating the Lord's Supper. So what he has done already, in according to the Gospel of Mark, and to find out everything that takes place in the Lord's Supper and during Holy Week, you need to look at all of the different Gospels. But to put it in context of John's Gospel, I want to share that Jesus has, in chapter 13, has already washed the disciples' feet. He's told Judas Iscariot to do what he needs to do, meaning that Judas Iscariot is going off to accept 30 pieces of silver in order to betray Jesus. He's going to come back and lead the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders to the Mount of Olives, where he's going to kiss Jesus on his cheek, and Jesus will then be led away to spend his last night in a dungeon in the house of Caiaphas. So here he is. He is talking with his apostles, and I'm going to start reading at the beginning of chapter 14, so you have the full contents of what takes place. "Do not let your hearts be troubled," says Jesus. "Trust in God. Trust also in me. My Father's house has plenty of room. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am. Where you know the way to the place where I'm going." And Thomas says to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Jesus says, "I am the way to the Father. I am the way to the room that I'm going to prepare for you." That's the prelims of this discussion and this promise, where Jesus says, "I am the way." You get to heaven. He's talking about heaven. He's talking about being with God. And the way we get to God is through Jesus. Jesus is the way. And what does that mean? I'm going to only focus on the way. I'm not going to focus on the truth and the life today, because I'm going to do that the next couple weeks. Next week, it'll be, "I am the truth." But the following week, "I am the life." But today, I want to focus specifically on Jesus' statement, "I am the way." And what Jesus says and what Jesus means when he says that "I am the way," he's first saying that "I am the way out. I am the way out of sin. I am the way out of slavery. I am the way out of negative thinking. I am the way out of addiction. I am the way out of poverty." Did you hear me? I am the way out of poverty. I am the way out of whatever afflictions come your way. I am the way out of sickness. And Jesus is the way. I am the way out. The Egyptians knew that. They discovered that God broke the heart of Pharaoh and took the Israelites out of Egypt, out of slavery. And Jesus is constantly there. He was part of that process of taking the Israelites out of Egypt. He continues to be a part of everything that God does. He is God in human flesh. He is one of the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this triune God is what led the people out of Egypt, through the wilderness, and into the promised land. So that's my three points. Jesus is the way out, he is the way through, and he is the way in. It is that simple. That's what Jesus means when he says, "I am the way. I am the way out. Josh McDowell, he's now 84 years old. He was at one time probably the most sought after speaker and in schools and young people in the nation. I went to one of his events it was an arena actually, and there was probably 6,000 or 7,000 people. Back then, the largest churches in the nation would seat like 2,000 or 3,000 people. So he would have to go into the arenas because the crowds would be so big. And he would talk and he would preach and he was in apologetics and sharing what the Christian faith is all about. In his book, More Than a Carpenter, he shares this. I'm going to share his testimony with you because it expresses his way out. His biggest sin, negativity in his heart was his anger and his hatred. And he talks about that in his book, More Than a Carpenter. I hated one man more than anyone else in the world, my father. I hated his guts. I was mortified that he was the town alcoholic. If you're from a small town and one of your parents is an alcoholic, you know what I mean. Everybody knows. My high school friends would make jokes about my father's drinking. They didn't think it bothered me because I fell in with the joking and laughed with them. I was laughing on the outside. But let me tell you, I was crying on the inside. I would go to the barn and find my mother beaten so badly she couldn't get up, lying in the manure behind the cows. When we had friends over, I would take my father out to the barn, tie him up, and park his car behind the silo. We would tell our guests he had to go somewhere. I don't think anyone could hate a person more than I hated my father. About 5 months after I made the decision for Christ, a love from God entered my life so powerfully that it took my hatred, turned it upside down, and emptied it out. I was able to look my father squarely in the eye and say, "Dad, I love you." And I really meant it. After some of the things I've done to him, that really shook him up. Months later, my dad said, "Son, if God can do in my life what I've seen him do in yours, then I want to give him the opportunity. I want to trust him as my Savior and Lord," Josh said. I cannot imagine a greater miracle, but the life of my father changed right before my eyes. It was as if God reached down and flipped on the light switch. Never before or since have I seen such a dramatic change. My father touched an alcoholic beverage only once after that day. He got it as far as his lips before thrusting it away. Before I came to only one conclusion, a relationship with Jesus Christ changes lives. Josh McDowell. Where are you feeling the pain in your life today? Is it in the sin, the inability to control your behavior, in your inability to control your thoughts and your reactions to other people? Is it in your addiction? Is it in your body, in lack of health and discipline and practicing healthy health practices and eating habits and dietary habits and exercise? Is it getting through your positive, healthy relationships? Whatever it is that's keeping you from experiencing the joy-filled life that God has for you. God wants you to have life and have it abundantly, he says. What is holding you back? Know this. Jesus is the way out. But in addition to that, Jesus is the way through. It doesn't stop by getting out. Once the Israelites got out of their slavery, they still had slavery in their minds between their two ears. And God had to keep them in the wilderness for 40 years until they were able to break through their slave mentality. And he was with them for all 40 years until he brought them through the wilderness and into the promised land. So Jesus takes you out of slavery. He brings you through the wilderness and then into the promised land. If you are in the wilderness right now, you may be there for a very long time, or you may be there for a very short time. If the Israelites didn't have slave thinking and slave mentality, they wouldn't have stayed 40 years in the wilderness. In fact, God tested it after 20 years, and they failed the test, and they went right back into their slavery for another 20 years. He's not going to let you in until you get through. And what you have to get through is your negative mental thinking that keeps you imprisoned in as a slave and not victorious in overcoming your slave mentality and realizing that with God, all things are possible. Jesus will take you through. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. He is the good shepherd. In Psalm 23, we read, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Did you hear me? He will not allow you to lay in your misery. He will not allow you to lay in your want, meaning not that I shouldn't have desires, quite the contrary. He's going to fulfill all your needs. Doesn't mean he's going to give you financial pleasures and money to burn. He's going to take care of your needs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, that's the wilderness. Jesus is going to take you out of the slavery. He's going to bring you into the wilderness. And once you develop emotionally, spiritually, and physically, he will bring you into his presence and into his kingdom on earth. Yea, though I go through the valleys. You know, it's been the valley, as some of you people feel like when we're in the wilderness, that we're in a grave. But the fact is, there you're not in a grave, you're in a valley. And as you look up to Jesus, as you look to heaven, as you look to God, you realize that he's going to supply your need just like he did for the Israelites. There's no way that millions of people could have lived in that wilderness without food and water. And that food and water was supplied specifically by God. He literally rained bread on the Israelites every single day and fed them for 40 years. Unbelievable miracle, but he did. Moses would, when they were running out of water, Moses hit the rock that God told him to hit, and the water came gushing forth. God cared for his people. And just as he cared for them, he cares for you. And how do we get through this wilderness and into the promised land, the kingdom of God here, here on earth? It's very concise. We read our Bible on a regular basis, a daily basis. We pray. We commune with God. We worship with other believers. The Bible is very specific. It tells us to not give that up, but to continue to worship with other believers. This is a way of you worshiping with other believers, especially if you are in a room with someone else and you can hold hands with them and you can touch them and you can pray and you can discuss this afterwards. In fact, I would encourage you to do so. If this is your only church, you need to bring other people in and watch it with other people. So this is how you grow spiritually, and this is how you get closer to God. And as you do that, you will get through the valleys and into the promised land. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way into heaven. And the first thing we have to realize when he says, I am the way in, is to realize that St. Peter isn't standing at the gates of heaven like we like to talk about, but it is Jesus who will greet you when you get to heaven. And he's going to ask you only one question. Do you believe? It's that simple. Do you believe? And if the answer is yes, I believe, the Bible says specifically, he who believes will be saved. Meaning you will go to heaven. You will have a house that God has, that he has prepared for you. That's what we read in the first part of this chapter. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. My Father's house has plenty of room. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And these are the words for you from Jesus himself. He has gone to heaven. He has prepared a room for you, and that room is ready. And when the time comes for you to enter into paradise with God, Jesus will be standing there. And the question is, do you believe? And when you say, yes, I believe that Jesus is my Savior. Jesus forgave my sins. Jesus guided me through my life, and Jesus is the way in. He is the door. That's what he says. He says, I am the door. He is the door. He will open the door, and you will be brought in to be with him forever. There's nothing you can do to earn that ticket into heaven. There's nothing you can do that. As you go through this valley of life, you don't go through with the understanding that I can do whatever I want and Jesus is going to save me. If you do, you're just going to have a very difficult, painful, physical life on earth. If you follow the guidance and the commands that God has given you, you'll find that life is a lot more pleasant. It's a lot more rewarding. It's a lot healthier. You'll be much happier. That's the way through. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He who follows me will live forever. This is the message we have today. Jesus is the way. The way out, way through, and the way in. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message for us, a message of peace and hope and love and joy, a message of guidance and deliverance. You are our Lord. We are your people. And so we thank you for everything, and we praise your name always and forever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord grant you his peace. You're lying down, you're rising up, your labor and your leisure and your laughter and in your tears until you come to stand before Jesus in that day in which there is no sunset and no dawn. Amen. Hey, share this message, like this message. Let the world know that Jesus is alive today. Take them out of slavery. through the wilderness and into heaven. God's blessing you, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.